Shalom Aleichem. Our question today is, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos and it's push off to Sunday, accordingly, what do we do with Havdalah, for example, on Motzei Shabbos? We can't drink the wine. And what do we do with Havdalah on Sunday night if we can't do it fully on Motzei Shabbos? And how about somebody who's not well, not feeling well during the fast and is permitted al pi halacha to eat? Do you need to say Havdalah before eating? So Amir Tashem will cover all of those. When it comes to Motzei Shabbos, all that is done for Havdalah is the bracha al haner. So the bracha on the candle is done on Motzei Shabbos after Shabbos ends. And many shuls have the minhag to do that in shul right before Eicha, because one of the psukim in Eicha in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Vav, says, "B'machashakim hoshivani kemeisei olam," in the darkness, from the word of Choshech, I was sitting. And accordingly, we want to have the bright light of the candle before that. So some shuls indeed have the bracha Birkas HaNer in shul and before Eicha. So that is point number one. All that will be done on Motzei Shabbos is the bracha on the Ner. If the man is in shul and the wife or daughters are at home, so there's a question, are women chayavot obligated in Havdalah, and how about the Birkas HaNer? But according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Eliashiv and Rav Vosner, there is certainly the side that women are obligated in Halach and Havdalah, and accordingly, if they're obligated in Havdalah, they're also Chayavot, they're also obligated in the bracha of Borei Me'orei Ha'esh, that's the bracha on the Ner, and accordingly, if the husband is Yotzei in Shul, they can say the bracha to themselves. Ideally, hear it from a man, from a husband, whatever the case may be, a father, but if that is not possible, then women, according to this poskim, can say the bracha, Birkas HaNer, Borei to themselves. So that is what is done on Motzei Shabbos, only the bracha on the Ner. So comes after the fast on Motzei Tisha B'Av, this is Sunday night. After the fast, we are not going to repeat the bracha of the Ner. We already said it, and that bracha is endemic and specific to Motzei Shabbos. That is when fire was created by Adam HaRishon, and accordingly, fundamentally, that is when we say the bracha, so it would not be said on Sunday night, only on Motzei Shabbos. We also do not say the bracha on Besamim. The bracha on Besamim is specifically to give us an uplifting smell, because our neshama is saddened, because the neshama yaseira, the extra special soul that comes down on Shabbos, departs. So that is something that we have specifically when the neshama yaseira is departing on Motzei Shabbos. It already departed, and we are not going to say it Motzei Shabbos to have the sweet smells. Accordingly, after Motzei Shabbos, it is not done. So we've explained why. Come Sunday night, we're not going to say the bracha on the Ner. That was done on Motzei Shabbos. We're not going to have the bracha on the Besamim. We are also not going to say the psukim in advance of Havdalah, Kine Kel Yeshuasi, and the like. That is not said as well. So that leaves us simply with two brachas, Borei Pri Hagafen, the bracha on the wine or the grape juice, and also the bracha of Havdalah, Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol. Now, it's interesting to note that the halachas of not eating meat and drinking wine continue the night after, so it continues Sunday night. Having said that, saying Havdalah is an exception, that it is permitted for somebody above the age of bar mitzvah to drink the wine, to drink the grape juice. You don't have to give it to somebody below the age of bar mitzvah. So that is totally acceptable, no problem whatsoever. So bottom line here, when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, we're just going to say Borei Me'orei Ha'esh, and that's it. Comes after the fast on Sunday night, we're going to say Borei Pri Hagafen and Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol, and that is it. So that leaves us one last question. How about if somebody is not feeling well and that person needs to eat on Tisha B'Av, do they need to say Havdalah before eating or not? So the answer is yes. The Chola, somebody who's sick, has to say Havdalah in order to permit the eating of the food on Tisha B'Av. And interesting to note, that person who is permitted to say Havdalah can even be Motzi, somebody who's healthy, who is not going to be saying Havdalah till Sunday night. But that person who would say it's Sunday night, the healthy person, can be Yotzei on Tisha B'Av from the person who's not feeling well. So that's not a problem. You don't do it again on after the fast on Motzei Tisha B'Av. So you can be Yotzei via somebody who is not well. So the question is, if somebody has to say the Havdalah on the fast itself, so it's during the day on Sunday, so you're just going to say the bracha, Borei Pri Hagafen, and also you're going to say the Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. But that begs the question, should the person be using Chamar Medina, which is a classic drink that is accepted by all as something of significance, or should it be done on Mitzvah Navim, done on grape juice? This is talking about during the fast, and this is a machlokus of the poskim, which is preferable, and some poskim are of the view, do Chamar Medina. You shouldn't be drinking grape juice during the 9 days. It's still the 9 days, so that's problematic. Others say it's preferred to use grape juice because you don't really have something that is defined as Chamar Medina nowadays. So because of that, they prefer to have grape juice used even though it's Tisha B'Av. Now, having said that, this all applies to somebody who's bar or bas mitzvah, have to say Havdalah in advance of eating, but a katan, somebody who's not bar or bas mitzvah, would be permitted to eat without Havdalah. So if that individual is breaking the fast or not fasting, then no Havdalah is necessary whatsoever. Have a wonderful day.